Praise the Lord and good morning, church. What a beautiful day the Lord has given us and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord. Well, let me encourage you from these beautiful words of Jesus. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his field, into his harvest. My dear brothers and sisters, that's the heart cry of heaven. That's the, prayer of heaven is souls. And that's where the whole attention of heaven is. That's where the whole love factor has come through. Where the scripture says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He gave his son, he sent his son. My God is a God who is a missionary-minded God, and he expects and anticipates his children to be missionary-minded, that we will be goers, we will be doers, we'll be the ones who will do what God has called us to do. That one thing that we can do is pray unto the Father so that he'll send many workers into the harvest field. My dear brothers and sisters, the call of the Holy Spirit today is to, pray and beseech God, the Lord. All around us, souls are perishing. All around us, people are languishing for life. People are grappling with situations and circumstances that they do not understand. And they need deliverance. They need a deliverer. And the deliverer is Jesus. The Savior is Jesus, who can save them from their sins, deliver them from their bondages. And we, the church, are called to be a going church, a church who will go on the missions. And the missions is all around us. Your workplace is a mission. Your business is a mission. Your university, your college is a mission. Wherever you are a missionary. And you need to be like the salt and be like the light and be a voice unto the nations and proclaim the good news of Jesus. That's what is the call of the Spirit of God. I was listening to this beautiful hymn written by Reginald Heber. He was a missionary in Calcutta, India, an English missionary. And he died at the age of 43, but he gave some 50 beautiful hymns that we sing today. One of them being, Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty. And this particular hymn is so beautifully written. He says, from Greenland's icy mountains, from India's coral strand, where Africa's sunny fountains roll down their golden sand, from many an ancient river, from many a palmy plain, they call us to deliver the land from error's chain. Then he says, shall we whose souls are lighted with wisdom from on high, shall we to men benighted the lamp of life deny? Salvation, O salvation, the joyful sound proclaim, till earth's remotest nation has learned Messiah's name. Then he says in the final verse, waft, waft, ye winds, his story, and you, ye waters, roll, till like a sea of glory it spreads from pole to pole, till o'er our ransomed nature the Lamb for sinners slain, Redeemer, King, Creator, in bliss returns to reign. Beautiful hymn. And my dear brothers and sisters, it's time that we reproduce fruit in the kingdom of God, bring souls into the house of God. That's what the Lord is anticipating and expecting from the church, right? Pray especially for some foreign missionary in your church or the missions that we support. And the truth of this message, let it reign supreme in our heart this morning. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, Lord. You are a good God, great God, mighty God, an awesome God, a God who never fails, God who never changes. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Lord God Almighty, you are a missionary-minded God. You sent your son Jesus as a missionary into this world. He died for us on the cross of Calvary, paid the price for our sins with his own blood, and he has written our names in the book of life. We are highly grateful to you. Lord God Almighty, give us that burden in our souls today, as for the ones who are perishing around us, O God, that we'll take the gospel of the good news of Jesus and share it with them. O Lord, that peradventure they'll obtain salvation as well, and they will be at peace with God and with man. Lord God Almighty, I pray that, Lord, you'll give us the courage, give us the boldness, fill us with the Holy Spirit. Lord, your word says, O Lord, Father, when the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you shall receive power. Power to be a witness unto all nations. I ask of you that we will be witnesses, O God. We will be ready to lay down our lives, O Father, in the propagation of the gospel and do the work of the ministry that you have called us to do. O Lord, when we put our hand to the plow, we will never look back. O Lord, because you are looking unto us, O Father, that we will continue to plow, continue to sow, continue to water, and we know that increase is going to come from you. We thank you, Lord. I pray for your flock, Lord, as they step out to the jobs, to the businesses, in the mission fields. I pray that they'll reproduce greatly and their work of their hands will be blessed. Oh, Father God, I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst, oh Lord. I rebuke that manner of sickness, every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into those bodies again no more. For by the stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you, Lord. We love you. We bless you. We worship you. We adore you. We magnify you and give you the praise. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.